All right, we are live from the Adult Entertainment Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada, 2016, day two, with the lovely Miss Akira Lane. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic.
How's your weekend here at AE going?
It's going good so far. I've been here since Sunday. I had some few other shoots, and now I'm here at AE Expo meeting the fans and producers and friends and colleagues, so it's a lot of fun.
Now, for those who aren't too familiar with work, how long have you been in the business for?
Oh, Lord, that's a good question. I've been in the business for 17 years.
Wow.
Yes, and it started off with Playboy and the import scene. So I don't know if Playboy, I mean, it's not true hardcore, but yeah. It gradually went into that. And then within the last couple of years, I've been doing boy-girl and girl-girl and all the fun jazz and the kinky stuff.
Yeah, for a long time, I know you were a nude and fetish model. In fact, I discovered you on Cinemax, the movie Maximum Thrust, those softcore movies.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that was with Playboy. That was Indigo Studio before they shut down. So we did the last major production for them. And that was the good old days. But, yeah, it was great. Got to drive the cars, too.
Yeah, like I said, for many years, like I said, you were a softcore model, new model, fetish model, the rest of you. And recently, you started doing the hardcore scene.
Yes, I started the hardcore. I've always been doing it for myself as a custom video. But within the last 2 years, I decided to really work with a major production company. And my first debut was with Brazzers. So I didn't start little, did I?
Yeah, I saw your scene where you played the scheming mother-in-law who steals her daughter's boyfriend.
Oh, that was the second Brazzers. My first Brazzers scene was with Kieran Lee, and we were at, the theme behind it was at a funeral home. And so my scene, there was a coffin involved, and you can imagine my first hardcore scene, I'm like a little nervous. I come in and I see a coffin and I'm thinking, holy shit, my first hardcore scene and there's already a coffin. All right, here we go.
Yeah, having sex in a coffin. Yeah. Baptism by fire.
That's right.
So how are you enjoying your jump into the hardcore?
It's fun, but it's not the same as having sex in your own personal life. You definitely have to work towards a camera. You have to be aware of it and open. And of course, the more you can kind of act, it helps out with the scene. And it's also connection with the guys. But I think that's any hardcore, like whether it's a girl-girl or boy-girl, I usually like to take time with the talent that I'm going to be working with and kind of get to know them and make sure, like, not things not to do, like, for instance, some girl-girl stuff, like, they don't like pinching or biting of the nipples or things like that, just a common courtesy thing. And then, you know, for me, because I done softcore and I'm the tease factor, it's always important to have that connection that you sell or the fans can see it through, you know, the screen. So
very cool, very cool. Nice. You've done, have you opened doing maybe some boy-girl-girl or boy-boy-girl?
Well, I've done boy-girl-girl already. I have not done boy-boy-girl yet. So, baby step. I mean, I already have people going, oh, when are you going to do anal? When are you going to do IR? I've done anal, like, for my production that I will be releasing, but I haven't done it with major production yet. So, you know, baby steps,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I'm saying, but
if I can prolong that 17 years to 20 years, you know, that's what I'm trying to do.
Exactly. Well, hopefully we won't have to wait another 20 years.
I know.
But you are open to a down the road event.
Yeah, why not? And we'll see where it leads to. I mean, it might, you know, being in the adult entertainment has definitely opened a lot of opportunities for other things and not adult related. So, you know, it's always got to have a backup plan because we all eventually get older.
Yeah.
Our tits will eventually hit the knees.
Well, that's one of the things I like about you is you're one of the few Asian girls that have very curvy, voluptuous figure. Most Asian girls are very thin and slender.
I know. Thank my mom and my dad's Hawaiian side, I guess. It's the Okinawan and the Hawaiian mixed together. I keep asking her, I'm like, where is this curse coming from? And I'm going, Mom, did you do the milkman or something?
Well, then you got those very high cheekbones. You got like those chipmunk cheeks.
Yeah, these are Okinawa, my mother's side. We got high cheekbones. But you know the boobs? It's my mom's side too, I think. My cousins are kind of curvy, so we're islanders.
There you go. That's why seeing you and Jessica Bangkok together was a dream come true. Two very, you know, curvy, voluptuous Asian girls working together.
It was...
It's rare.
It is rare. I did a scene called The Audition with her, and people enjoyed it. Like, you know, if they want the curvy Asians, that's what it is. And it was a boy-girl-girl scene with Alec Knight, and it's one of my best sellers. So... And it's sensual, and it's nasty, and it's fun, and, you know, everything what porn should be, right?
Exactly. If you ain't having fun, you're not doing it right. So, in addition to shooting traditional hardcore movies, you also do a lot of fetish work, too.
I do a lot of fetish work. I started out a little bit with fetish before really going into the porn industry, so a lot of my fetish fans know me from my bondage era, and I still do it. I guess my tolerance of discomfort is pretty high, so I can take the what we call the bondage ropes and things like that. So, and I love it. And it, you know, it's fun. It's kinky.
Exactly. And I also noticed you do a lot of the stockings and pantyhose fetish.
Yes. I have a site called pantyhoselane.com, and I was just trying to think how many girls we have, and I think we're over 250 or something like that, but it's definitely for people who love nylons and hosiery, and it's for the leg fetish people, and you know, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy wearing pantyhose.
And you, in addition, you also do a wrestling thing too, don't you?
Yes, I do wrestle. Oh, you've done your homework, haven't you?
Yeah, I just follow you on Twitter and see what you post.
Yes, I am. Well, that's another thing too. Wrestling, they've been DT Wrestling been around for about 30 years. They're a great company to work with, and they're looking for more Asians. And there's a couple of the girls that had retired, so I'm still, you know, in demand because there's not many Asian girls that are wrestling. And yeah, I mean, we do save and we walk through our moves, but sometimes it's occasionally you'll get like bumps and bruises. That's part of the nature of the business for wrestling, but I love it though. I get to rumble on the ring, you know, on the mat.
Very cool. So what you got coming up for 2016? What you working on this year?
2016, Well, I'm debating if I want to get an agent or not. I've always been freelancing. So we'll just have to kind of wait and see. I'm doing a lot more traveling, a lot more appearances, and we'll see what comes next. Producing more. I love making smut.
There you go. Well, I'm very grateful for the chance to meet you. Like I said, I've been a fan for many years, and I'm very glad to finally have a chance to meet you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Last question. How do you define good sex? What makes sex good for you?
Good sex is when you can connect with that person you're with, and it's all inhibitions out of the door. There's nothing holding you back, and you're just really enjoying one another. And of course, if you're like sweating it out, that's awesome.
Very cool. Alright, so where can the fans contact you at?
Well, the fans can see me at, well, if I can promote my site, it's akiralane.com, akiralanebound.com, pantyhoselane.com, sillygirlsvideo, and Twitter and Instagram, akiralane.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.